letters of the Rebbe in volume 5. This is letter number 1476. This is Baruch Hashem, dated Erev Chodesh Nissan, Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. And the Rebbe is writing this letter in connection with the festival of Pesach, which is coming, about to come. He's wishing the people, in connection with the festival of Pesach, my heartfelt wishes that you should celebrate the Pesach kosher and with the rejoicing of the time of our freedom, true freedom. What does it mean? Physically freedom and also spiritually freedom. You can't have one without the other. And that's why in our generation, when we're at the heels of the Mashiach, it's called the Ikvas HaMashiach, we're just about to greet Mashiach, as the expression of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with the titles, he is already behind the door. He's already behind our walls. So the Mashiach is already behind the wall. Achar Choslenu. So it's very important to pay attention. And a great effort needs to be put in educating the young generation. Education of the young generation. This should fit to the Torah, which is a true and a living Torah. Torah Semes and Torah Chaim. That provides freedom to the person. As our sages tell us in Ethics of Our Fathers, chapter 6, Ein lecha ben chayin ela mi she'osek b'talmud Torah. A real free person is one who studies Torah. And it's emphasized even more the great value of education, especially when it talks about Pesach. That in the beginning, during the tekes, the celebration, what do we start off with? The questions of the children. And we do many different things so they don't fall asleep. Again, both physically not to fall asleep, and for sure not to fall asleep spiritually, to be non-caring. And likewise, at the end of Pesach, which is the Kriyas Yamsus, our sages tell us in Shmei Snabba, that it was those little children, the nursing babies that were born in Egypt, they are the ones that recognized first Hashem, said Zekeli Manvayu. I'm going to end with what I started. Blessings for a Chag Pesach, Kosher V'Sameach.